are here, continue with our continued coverage of the underground collision here in Washington, D.C. Look who we have here, Mr. Stephen Bohannon from Alchemy. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. All right, that's all we wanted to know. Well done, Stephen.
Don't you like the shorter? What if I told you how I was really doing, Mike, and I give you a 5 minute?
Yeah, we'd be here for a little while.
I'm doing well.
We'll have to get a couch for you.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So, hey, you were just up on the panel. Mm-hmm. Talking technology, there's Amazon Web Services, AWS was up there, you guys, mm-hmm. Shazia was up there, mm-hmm. So share with us kind of the overall summary of what that panel session was about.
Well, it was all about the impact of what happens whenever we have either outdated or maybe unreliable technology and infrastructure underlying our system. So mm-hmm. we were the underground brought up, you know, the recent, obviously, the Southwest Airlines kind of meltdown that had. The FAA ground stop, you know, with their systems, various kind of hacks and data breaches and stuff. And really, it was just around what are we doing as an industry to ensure that, you know, we're not the next kind of Southwest Airlines or the next kind of FAA or whatever. So that was really what that was about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there was some talk of soldering up there. Something like, what? What was that all about?
Well, yeah, so obviously, one of the CEOs of a fairly large credit union, you know, talked about how their core was offline for 3 hours, and ultimately what it came down to was a hardware failure because of some new soldering material that was environmentally more safe, but apparently less reliable. And so, you know, once they got down to the end of it, they said, you know, we had a problem. We had a single point of failure, and literally had a you know, solder fail within the hardware.
Really?
So that basically the CPU was no longer connected to the motherboard. And then of course the AWS rep, you know, spoke up and said, you know, we can help you with that.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, so that's what that was all about. Because I kind of got the tail end of the session. But you had a great little kind of anecdote toward the end there, talking about, you know, how the you kind of pointed out, everybody in this room, you know, the mm-hmm. hackers are ahead of you, basically.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there's a lot of times people think about moving to the cloud as something just about either resiliency. Some people think if it's really cost. It's not really, because if you're doing it right, you've got a lot of resiliency and duplication kind of built in to ensure that you're always up and available. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that people don't really think about is the security aspect of it. And it's just that you think about, you're fighting hackers, fraudsters, whatever, criminals ultimately. What tools are they using versus what you have? You know, in the old days, it was, you know, a safe against maybe a blowtorch, right? Seriously, you just got
the good old days.
You have to just think about it like that. And then, of course, as blowtorches got you know, better and better, or whatever they use, I don't even know.
A little metaphor there,
right? You know, then of course the metal in the safe has to get better, right? Mm-hmm. So you just think about that all. So what a lot of times what we have is, you have institutions, whether it be credit unions or banks or whoever, where their internal security team, their internal infrastructure, they buy some appliance and they're thinking this will stop the criminals from getting into our data, our systems. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that the criminals now leverage the cloud. They're leveraging literally infrastructure, you know, hundreds or thousands of CPUs and network connections and everything in order to attack you. And so, you know, do you really think that anyone in this room, is what I challenged them with, mm-hmm. any of you going to stand up to where if someone's leveraging the cloud, let's say they're leveraging AWS or something to try to hack you, you think that you're going to have your, you know, your kind of little small group of computers and your firewall, and you're going to be able to fend them off? So I think part of it is just ensuring that you're able to have the right, you're bringing the right knife to the fight, if you will, whenever, you know, in protecting your members and protecting their information and their finances.
Mm-hmm. And many times that means partnering with a third party,
absolutely,
like AWS or somebody like
absolutely.
That to help you out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're just, you just cannot compete with the scale of what they have. And the other thing that they do, and of course, if that sounds like I'm doing an AWS commercial, we happen to use them. We leverage them a lot. We're a customer of theirs. But, you know, and so one of the things that we always evaluate is, could we take this on ourselves? Mm-hmm. And you just look at the skills and the money that you would have to do in order to be able to do that. It would be very difficult. The other thing that you really get from a scenario like that is you get to learn, you know, think about all of the attacks that come in. And someone like an AWS and Cloudflare and others like that, they're learning kind of fingerprints and attack vectors from these various potential attacks. And so maybe it's somebody else that wasn't even you that got attacked, but somebody else did, and then they learned from that, and then they're actually able to help you avoid that attack. So you just have a lot more learnings that are there to keep you safe, and you don't have to learn them all the lessons yourself and fight every attack yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Because those folks, they have teams working 24/7 trying to get down here, trying to knock down your door. But sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Stephen, anything else to add here? Any final thoughts on this topic, which we'll be talking about forever?
I would just give a shout out to the Underground.
Sure.
There's a great mix of topics that they bring. Always something to challenge. Always something maybe a little bit controversial. Yep. But that's kind of the point of this thing. And I would just say we're just really proud to be a part of it. Yep.